This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Facebook buy and sell ads give you a real, like, window into your friend's life. Sometimes you don't want to see it.
I love when it pops up. I'm like, ooh, it just says a lot about you. And that's why garage sales are so interesting, too. Because you see the people that are working there.
Yeah.
They obviously own the house. And then you're like, why would you buy this?
In the first place.
Yeah.
But it's also usually strangers at garage sales, which is, again, why it's just so random when it's a friend. I remember, after my split, my ex started selling, like, the wedding dress and ring, and
it would pop up on your Facebook. Oh,
I'm just like, I wonder how much he's getting for that.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Do I get half of that?
Yeah, I paid for that.
Anyway, it is pretty funny to mess with your friends as well.
Well,
right?
You start commenting, and it must be so annoying to your friends.
Yeah,
like, you get notifications, and you're like, yes, someone's gonna buy. Oh, it's just Ryder again.
Yeah, Chad Cook, DJ here on the station, his sister was selling some things. They're from, like, a bathroom. So I just asked if the toilet had been used a lot in that bathroom because I didn't want to buy shower curtains that stunk. So now she's going to get the notification. All of her friends are going to see it.
One of my girlfriends, Sam, just posted a picture that she's selling. She just moved into a brand new house, so obviously it doesn't fit the theme anymore.
Okay.
And she's selling it for $65. And it's one of those, like, generic ocean view
pictures.
I commented saying, really? You think you're going to get $65?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an issue.
She's going to be so mad when she wakes up today because now she knows she's going to have to lower the price.
Yeah.
And delete my comment.
And delete your comment. Messing with friends on Facebook buy and sell ads. Our new favorite thing around here.
It's the best.
You were trying to sell things for way too much, too.
Yeah, I was trying to sell, like, DVDs for $5 a pop.
20.
Oh, yeah, right.
You tried to sell, like, a PlayStation 2 game for $45, what you paid for it.
I tried to sell She's the Man on DVD for $20, and I think that's a fair deal. Amanda Bynes is everything. So, no one bought it.
The world's ugliest dog has been crowned.
Do you think you would buy an ugly dog?
Yeah.
Or adopt one?
Yeah. I mean, you see the picture of this little guy, Scamp the Tramp, and I'm like, yeah, I can hang out with that dog. They're supposed to be funny looking, right? Like, a little bit?
This dog has one dreadlock.
Yeah.
And it hangs right between his eyes.
If you name your dog Scamp, you know it's going to be ugly,
yeah,
too. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, there's some people that get dogs, and if they name it a handsome name, it fits in with the name. It grows into it. But if you name your dog something like Cabbage Roll, there's a pretty good chance he's going to be funny looking.
Okay, I love that name. Our friend Jen has a dog, and it's your dog's best friend.
Yeah.
Ollie is his name, and he's kind of silly looking. Like, he's got two different colored eyes. They're a bit googly.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Jen because that's her baby.
Right.
And the first thing people say is, whoa,
that's a funny looking dog.
What's with that dog?
It looks like he crushes up his treats and snorts them. He's got this look like he's always just on the verge of a huge party.
Aww.
But congratulations to Scamp the Tramp, who's actually a therapy dog and apparently brings joy to a lot of people's lives just because he is so silly looking.
I'm going to post a picture of Scamp on our Instagram.
We're talking about how, like, ballsy criminals are these days with the amount of cameras that are on houses. They just don't care.
They don't care.
Waylon says the thieves don't care because the police don't take any action. They won't come out for break-ins like that. You just go and file a police report, and it ends up hitting a filing cabinet. Radar is the biggest priority in the city.
Ouch.
Yeah, living in 104th Ave, downtown there, Edmonton, I had my car broken into. They broke the side window and then bled, like, cut themselves on the glass, bled all over my seat belt. Somehow spilled mints everywhere all over the car. Got into the back, stole my amp. But before leaving, they pooped on the ground. And when I was checking my car over after I found it, I was circling the vehicle and I stepped in it. So that was kind of the cherry on the cake there.
Oh, yeah. I would have sworn a lot.
Yeah, and they took the toolbox out of the truck beside me. And when they were trying to take the deck out of my front dash, instead of using the screwdriver to pull it out and pull the screws out, they pried on it and they just broke it to pieces and they didn't take it.
Very brutal.
I just find it so strange that they're just walking the streets, checking every door, seeing what cars they can get into.
You think that's
Why?
Strange? This guy took a poop beside the car. What? Is there not gas station bathrooms that you could use?
This text from Tip says, I was 16 years old and I slept in before school. Two people broke into our house. They used our toilet, number two, took some stuff that they could carry by hand. They found me sleeping and they left as soon as possible. The cops thought I staged the robbery to pawn stuff because I had recently quit my job. What?
Why are there so many stories about poop? It is wedding season. We want to know.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. Is that a song they play at weddings a lot? What's the one where you like get really low? What's it called? I don't know. I'm always so drunk at that point.
It sounds like you're drunk right now. Yay.
The one where you twist and you get really low. No, not the chicken dance. No, the one where you go like, get low.
Okay, are you done? It's wedding season, and we wanted to know what you think the sweet spot is for how many bridesmaids or groomsmen you can have in a wedding.
How many is too many?
Yeah.
You don't have that many friends, do you?
Is it like bragging about your popularity?
Yes.
Kind of after like a certain point? I think like there's a sweet spot in there about 3 to 5. I don't know. I always appreciate it when it's just one and one.
Yeah, that's cute.
But you do want a wedding party to party with.
You can't just have one, though, because then the whole crowd's like, oh, I didn't know I was at a loser's wedding. I'm out of here. Don't post pictures of me.
We have two girls on the phone that sound like they're still at a wedding dance. I think they've been giving her 7 in the morning. How is this a thing? But what do you girls think?
Well, I don't know. We
have... I say 4 each is good enough.
No, well, yeah, maybe, but
anything,
our group,
no, anything
we're
Northside
girls.
Anything,
like,
well, then we need 20 each.
See, this is why you can't have more than 5. Is this?
I think so.
Everybody
talks
at the same time.
I think 4 each is good enough.
I think about, yeah.
That's too many. That's possible.
Well, if
all
the guy
money.
Has more guy friends, you kind of got to go with it.
No, that's too much money.
Well, that's too much
my
money.
My dad's only willing to put 10 grand out. Not 20. He just had a baby. He's 62 years old.
Did you guys forget that we're here too?
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Hey, well, have a good day. We're just going to quietly let ourselves out.
Yeah, we're going to just slowly leave the room.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
No, but 4 to 6.
All right.
Yeah, 4 to 6 is a good number. Lee just wrote in saying, hey, I'm having one on each side. Yeah, I was totally kidding. Some people don't know when I'm just joking. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to know why we started talking about this? This Kazmi Carter chick in Florida had 34 bridesmaids at her wedding this past weekend.
Now, we're getting texts from people saying it bugs them when it's uneven. Like when there's less on one side than the other.
Yeah.
So does that mean the groom has to get that many?
Here's the thing. If I was told I needed 34 groomsmen, I'd be like, oh, I guess I better go out and meet some friends. Like, I don't know if I have 34 people in my contact list.
I know where you could go to find 34 men that would be down to party and be in your bridal party. Go to any rugby club.
Okay.
Those guys would say, yes, they're the nicest people. They love to party.
Make friends with one of them, and then all of a sudden the whole crew's there.
It's true.
But yeah, 34 is obnoxious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, think of how long them each walking down the aisle first would be. You'd fall asleep by the time the bride came.
Well, and also, it's a new thing where the women don't need a man to walk them down the aisle, you know, like in the bridal party.
Right.
So it'd be all the guys first and then 34 people.
Think how hot that church would be.
Yeah.
Based on how much time we spend looking at our phones, and Australian researchers are blaming that for these horns that are growing as well out of kids. They're seeing them out the back of the skulls just above the neck. And the leading theory is that these horns are being caused by all the time people spend hunched over looking at their phones. Throwing the body out of whack, resulting in the formation of what's been variously described as bone spurs, phone bones, a bird's beak, and head horns.
Now, we're probably not going to see it in our lifetime, but evolution, it's very gradual, very slow.
Well, that's right.
So
they said the study looked at over 1,200 people of all ages. They found the lump in 33%,
wow,
but most prominently in younger people. But the formations do take a long time to develop, so you just kind of start to see them slowly. But my guess is that it's a form of protection. Your body is adjusting to what you're giving it, which is a hunched over frame a lot.
So soon enough, we're all going to be back on our hands and feet.
Yeah. Just running around. Butts in the air.
I find evolution so fascinating. I highly recommend people read the book Sapiens. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how we're all lactose intolerant in some sense. Like, we actually genetically aren't supposed to be able to digest milk after being breastfed.
What do you mean? Humans aren't supposed to be consuming something that was made for baby cows to grow the first few months of their life?
So cheese was invented about 4,000 years before humans were actually able to digest it. That's a really cool fact about evolution.
Right.
That's like, no, we want to eat this. I'm going to consume this until the next generation will be able to do it. It's too good to be true.
What I keep thinking is how lucky we are that we were in the generation of the tallest, nicest
frame.
The
Netherlands. That's like, they're very vertically privileged. I don't know how to...
Privileged?
Yeah,
that's good.
Privileged. And all the taller people from the Netherlands, they got into the bed more than their shorter friends.
What?
So that's why there's more taller people now.
Huh. Okay.
No, it's actually true. In the Netherlands, if you were tall, vertically privileged...
Gifted, yeah.
Gifted, that's the word. Vertically gifted. Those were the ones that
it's
the ladies
tall.
Wanted to get with.
Tall is the word you're looking
for. The taller, the better.
Good on ya.
Brag about something.
Segment we do on the show every Monday morning to start the week off, right? I'll go.
Okay.
7 years ago today was my first show here on Hall 107.
Happy anniversary.
Making it 7 years without getting canned in this industry at one station. Like, that's like a lifetime.
That's pretty awesome.
So it's only a matter of time is what I'm saying.
Good on ya.
Jen actually texted in saying, happy anniversary, Ryder. You're the reason why I stopped streaming music.
Whoa.
So that's pretty impressive.
Thank you, Jen.
You should be very proud of yourself. Michelle from Leduc says, I got my son to attend his first AA meeting. And yes, that is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Jen wrote in saying, hey, I'm awful at school. I took post-secondary. The course should have only taken a year, but it took me a year and a half. I maintained 80% and I finished in August.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
I'm getting to work on time every day.
You got to work on time every day for how long of a stretch, do you think?
Probably a week.
Wow.
It's hard, trust me.
Killing it.
Yeah, righto. Good on you, mate.
Callie wrote in saying, I got into cheerleading. I'm telling you, I gave you that advice a couple weeks ago. You got to be aggressive.
Be aggressive,
Callie. Good job.
What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I got through. I did a triathlon this weekend. And I just learned how to swim like 2 weeks ago. I didn't even know how to float.
No way.
Yeah, I had to like buy a bike. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I didn't even expect you guys to answer. I'm still out of breath. And it was like such a cool feeling. And a couple of my girlfriends drove to Calgary with me to try doing it. And it was super awesome. So I feel like that's the best thing anyone could do this weekend.
You just learned how to swim like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been terrifying.
That was the hardest pool. To teaching me how to swim.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you wear like a life jacket for the triathlon?
No, you're not allowed to.
That must have been terrifying.
Oh my gosh, I had to do 400 meters. And then last week, my swim teacher said to me, I don't know if I can even do 400 meters. Maybe you should drop out. I said, that's not what you're supposed to tell me.
Well, it's kind of her job to keep you alive, though.
That's true.
What's your name?
Sorry, it's Odeon. It's like the movie theater, but I was here first.
Nice champ, good on your mind.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
There's an investigation going on after a passenger from Ontario says she was left on an airplane. She woke up in the dark after her flight landed in Toronto from Quebec City earlier this month. Listen to this. Her phone died. She couldn't charge it because the power was out on the plane. She says she was full on panicking. By the time she found the walkie-talkie thing in the cockpit, it also did not work.
Oh no.
She was trying to do SOS signals. She was shining a flashlight out the window. Finally, she managed to unbolt a cabin door.
What?
And facing a steep drop, she leaned out of the aircraft and called over a ground crew who eventually got her out.
Why wouldn't you just chill?
No!
I don't know.
What do you mean chill? You know what?
Is the bar stocked?
I was just going to say, if they have those like delicious little biscuits that you get with your coffee.
And those like little mini spicy clams.
Now, a woman was in LA and she went to the Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant. She's just chilling at her table, reading the menu, and then bam, a rat falls from the roof onto her menu.
Oh no.
Fast service. Come on, that's a funny line.
Because the rat is fast?
Because it's meat.
Oh, it just got it was to the just table.
A joke.
For...
It was a bad joke.
Yeah, no, it was great.
The manager was blaming it on the construction happening nearby.
Wow, that's probably legit.
Yeah. Oh, that
nasty.
Poor rat. That poor rat.
It could have been worse. It would have landed in the back, in the deep fryer.
I always have sympathy for rats now after seeing Ratatouille. Great film. All right, this next story is from Florida. Always in Florida. A woman was arrested for bringing her boyfriend's guns to the cops. They don't live together. She broke into his house, took the guns, and brought them to the cop station, saying, "He's been threatening me. This is just me trying to save my own life." And they charged her with theft and armed burglary. She went to jail for 5 days.
What
kind of a system do they have in Florida where this woman's like,
I don't feel safe.
I'm here
Here's
for a
guns.
Reason. And then they throw her in the clink?
Can't steal guns.
Guns are more important, apparently.
Well, she broke in and stole his guns.
She had a good reason to do it.
But if I can't pay the bills, I still, just because it's a good reason, I still can't break into a bank and steal.
Ridiculous. Like I said, only in Florida.
What's the most un-Canadian opinion you have? I saw this blow up on Twitter yesterday, and some of the answers were pretty funny. Somebody went off about how they don't like the Tragically Hip, and then they got absolutely demolished on Twitter.
Can I be perfectly honest with you, though? I've always liked one of their songs since like grade 7 when I first heard them, but then I never really appreciated them until Gore Downey announced that he was terminally ill. And then I went and supported and watched the concert, and that's when I realized, wow.
They're
like
jam.
They are so talented, and it was so heart-wrenching to watch. Mm-hmm. And I looked around the room because we were at the Brew House when we watched it, and just seeing all the dedicated Canadian fans, I was like, okay, I can understand this. And I wish I was a bigger fan all along.
Yeah. No, I was lucky that I had my brothers introduce the Hip to me just from a young age. So I just grew up with them. But
Nova texted in saying, the most un-Canadian opinion I have, I don't like back bacon.
What?
And I think there's a lot of people that feel that way. Isn't it just ham?
Anything? No.
Yeah.
Anything with the word bacon in it is wonderful. 780-784-7107. What do you got?
I don't like our free health care.
What?
I don't like it. I would rather pay for it and get results than have to, you know, have it for free and wait out in the waiting room for like 20 hours and then them tell you come back in a week if you're still not feeling well.
Strong opinion.
Wow.
That's what we're asking for.
It's true.
What's the most un-Canadian opinion you have?
I never say A.
You don't.
Oh my God, I can't. No, I refuse.
Does it feel like it's like...
To Bob and Doug. Like...
Yeah.
Oh my God, did I just really age myself?
That was such a good Canadian reference.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yay. I'm not totally shunned.
Thanks for the call, eh?
A guy named Randall texted in saying, I don't like the Trailer Park Boys.
No.
Are you trolling us? Because your name's Randall. Like, you have to like the Trailer Park Boys. That's just science.
It is.
It's a disgrace that you don't like Trailer Park Boys.
How can you like that show?
Melissa says, I can't stand maple syrup. There's a lot of people saying they don't enjoy hockey. They don't like skating.
Get this out of your system, because come Sunday and Monday for Canada Day, you got to be ready to celebrate and not bring things like this up. So we're getting it on the table. I've got a gift certificate to Hudson's. Everybody who's chipped in with an un-Canadian opinion is going to be qualified to win it.
So you're going to be at the Hudson's downtown on location on Sunday?
Sunday from 3 to 7, yeah.
Cool.
I have one to finish it off today.
No, what?
Well, I think the Canadian tuxedo looks dumb.
What?
I don't.
No.
Yes, I don't
it's
like.
It's so good.
Denim on denim doesn't work. Unless you have like a colored denim. Like I wore gray jeans with a jean jacket this weekend. That I'm fine with. But blue denim on other blue looks dumb.
This summer, Hot 107 is sending you to the hottest shows at the... Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.